Welcome to News Out of the Box for Thursday, August 25th, 2016 on Breadbox Media. I'm Joe Lerza. We've all seen the pictures of abandoned, worn-out Olympic sites like Athens, Sarajevo, and others. Organizers of the just-completed Rio Olympics must have been paying attention. The Olympics Committee is taking strides to ensure more efficient social and environmental responsibility by reusing the buildings typically abandoned after the Games. Using a method known as nomadic architecture, several of the Olympic structures can be assembled and disassembled like puzzles. This makes it so that instead of rotting and taking up space in the city, they can be contributed toward public spaces and projects. Now that the Games have ended, construction crews will start the deconstruction of the buildings for better use. The handball venue, known as the Future Arena, will be used to build four 500-student primary schools in the city's Yakarpagua neighborhood, while the $38 million aquatic stadium where Michael Phelps dominated his races will go toward creating two community swimming centers. The International Broadcast Center will become a high school dormitory for gifted athletes. The peninsula that featured several game venues will become host to public parks and private development. And the tennis center and souvenir shop can simply be disassembled for better use. Not only are nomadic buildings better for the city's infrastructure, they're also cheaper to build and more environmentally friendly since they don't require permanent design and materials. Hoping to be part of the solution while promoting a unified community, dozens of volunteers came out Sunday morning in Milwaukee to help clean up after Saturday's riots left several businesses burned. The Coalition for Justice led a prayer vigil in the Wisconsin Sherman Park neighborhood, and afterward, participants, young and old, picked up bags and gloves to clear the debris and ashes around a gas station, beauty store, bank, and surrounding buildings. We need to continue to love and inspire people with an atmosphere that changes the way they look at things, said Nate Hamilton, one of the volunteers. The riot was sparked by the death of a youth who tried to shoot police officers with a stolen gun. The youth's father later exonerated police for their actions and blamed himself for not being a proper role model for his son. It all started when Chris Leamy was walking out of the subway with his guitar case, and a homeless woman pointed at it, remarking, "This would be easier if I had one of those. Panhandlers always make a lot more money if they have an instrument. But what if they can't afford one?" That's why Chris has been playing his guitar next to homeless people around New York City for almost 2 years. His hashtag, #HePlaysForMe, helps raise money for the homeless community as he plays. If he makes $15 for a homeless person, they get to keep all the money while Chris matches it by paying $15 to the Bowery Mission Homeless Shelter and asking his followers to do the same. The musician has already raised well over $6,000 for New York's homeless since last year. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's pizza? Domino's conducted a demonstration of pizza delivery by drone in Auckland, New Zealand. As it stated, its intent to be the world's first company to launch regular drone delivery. Domino's is partnering with drone delivery company Flittery for this effort. The demonstration yesterday was a final step in Flittery's approval process. Domino's says it expects trial door-to-door deliveries from select Domino's New Zealand locations to get underway later this year, assuming Flittery gets the regulatory okay to make commercial drop-offs. And if it flies in New Zealand, you can bet it won't be long until you see flying pizza here in the United States. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.